calling the Depot Provera hotline. This is Carolina on a recorded line. What was the name of the person you were transferring?
Denise Pfizer.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. Thank you so much, okay? Hi, Denise, can you hear me?
Yes.
Perfect. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Did you want to see if you met the full criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
What was that?
Did you want to see if you met the criteria to participate in the settlement?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Have you signed with any other law firm? Any signatures made?
No.
Okay. Perfect. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Great. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yeah, and again, I am so sorry to hear. Do you know if it was meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Of the brain.
Of the brain. Again, I am so sorry. Do you know when it was, Denise, that you were diagnosed?
It was... sorry, I have brain problems. I have a hard time remembering. I believe it was November 8th.
Okay, November 8th. And what year was that?
2011.
November 8th of 2011. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? CT scan or MRI?
CT scan.
Okay.
Oh, no, it was it was an MRI.
Okay, okay. MRI. And then what was your date of birth?
8/11/81.
Perfect. I got 8/11/1981. And do you know anyone else, Denise, that also used Depo Provera was affected by it in any sense?
What was that?
Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. No, that's good to hear. And do you know if it was Depo Provera that you were taking, or was it another generic version?
I believe it was Depo Provera.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if you used it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
No.
Okay. And then when did you start using it? Do you remember?
I don't, but I used it for about 20 years.
Okay. And so when was the last time that you used it?
August. 2000, August 2000, I believe.
Okay, around August of the year 2000. So I'm assuming you would have started maybe in the 80s using it if you said you used it for about 20 years.
Oh, no, it must have been like 2016. I'm sorry, I don't have any paperwork in front of me.
That's okay. That's completely fine. So I can do, let's see here, maybe you started around the year 2000 and then you last sprayed, or I'm sorry, you last injected the Depo around 2016?
Well, I didn't start it until 2016 because I wouldn't have been 16 until 2016. So 16 when I started it.
Okay, so you started in 2016.
Yeah.
And then when did you last use it?
I was 20 when I stopped it.
Okay, so maybe around 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you were diagnosed in 2011, so before you ever used it?
No, I was diagnosed in 2000. Hold on just a second. Mm-hmm. in 2000. In 2008.
Okay, so you were diagnosed in 2008. Were you diagnosed after you used the Depo-Provera or before?
No. 2024, November 8th. There we go. 2024.
Okay.
It just happened.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's completely fine. So around November.
Normally,
Yeah,
normally my husband's with me, and he has all the dates.
I see. No worries. That's completely fine. So I have here date of diagnosis, November 8th of 2024, so just last month.
Yes.
And then I have
yes.
that you started using it in 2016 and last used it in 2020. Does that sound accurate?
Started using it in 2016,
mm-hmm.
stopped using it in, what did you say the year was?
August of 2020.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Female,
perfect. And then I don't have your name spelled out here. Is it G-E-N-I-S-E?
Yes.
Perfect. And then how did you spell Pfizer, your last name?
S-P-I-C-E-R.
Okay, so that was S as in Sam, P-E-R-S-E-R.
S as in Sam,
mm-hmm.
I-C-E-R.
I-O-I-C-I-C. Okay, so S-I-C-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And Denise, did you have a middle name?
What was that?
Did you have a middle name?
Yes, Marie.
Marie, was that M-A-R-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then what was your social?
569
mm-hmm.
697851.
Perfect. Again, that was 569-697-851, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And what was the best email?
bmmorgan1981@yahoo.com. @yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. So I have E as in egg, M as in mom, O-R-G-A-N as in Nancy, 1981@yahoo.com. Is that correct?
First letter is D as in dog.
Oh, okay. So D-M Morgan, 1981.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then what was the best phone number?
It is 530-230-993.
Okay. Okay, so I have here 530-230-7996, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then what about the best address?
It is PIN 22-1022 Nevada Avenue. Nevada Avenue at Orville, California, 95965.
Okay, beautiful. So I have 1022 Nevada Avenue in Orville, California, 95965. And was there an apartment number or is this a house?
No, it's a house.
Okay, beautiful. Now, do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes. Just give me just a second.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, it is Devin, do you remember my neurologist name? Yeah. It's a T, doctor. Starts with T. Hold on, I'm getting it.
No worries, take your time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's Dr. Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted you to know, my cancer is a glioma.
I see.
I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure if I told you that to begin with.
Okay, no worries. So you were diagnosed with, you said a meglioma?
A glioma, yeah.
Glioma. Okay. Yeah, Nick, and I am so sorry to hear. I can definitely take note of that, okay? Thank you for letting me know.
Okay.
Do you know when you were diagnosed with the glioma?
What was that?
When you were diagnosed with the glioma?
It was November 8th.
Okay. No worries. And then I did look up a Dr. Schmidt. Do you remember his first name by any chance? I see Derek. I see Eric. Bill. Or it might help, what city was he practicing out of?
Oroville.
Okay. Let's see here. Hey, okay, so in Oroville, I see a John Smith. Schmidt. I'm sorry, Schmidt. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then what clinic or hospital were you diagnosed in?
John Schmidt. Okay. I was diagnosed at UCSF.
Okay, let's see here. And was this in, let's see, medical center?
UC San Francisco.
Okay, perfect. And is this on Parnassus Avenue? Does that sound accurate?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just making note of that now. Okay, and was there any other prior cancer diagnosis besides the glioma?
No.
Okay. Do you know if you would have the medical records for this?
Yes, I should.
Okay, sounds great. So I'm still transferring some other information. All right, it'll just take 1 second. Okay, bear with me. Okay, beautiful. Now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, it's 530-230. Oh, no, it's 530-712-8124.
Beautiful. And what was the first and last name for this person?
Curtis Spicer.
Perfect. And then what was the relationship to Curtis?
Husband.
Perfect. So it does ask for an email address. Do you have one for him, or I could put yours on that field?
Put mine.
Okay. Same for address. Is it the same address for him?
Yes, same address.
Okay. Perfect. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
No.
No worries. So what this DocuSign is for is it just gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull medical records, get that case started for you. Do you want this sent to your email or your text messages? Do you have a preference?
Email probably.
Okay. Perfect. Just one second. Now, before I do send this out to your email, I want to verify some of the information on here. Okay, just one second while I pull this up. Okay, and again, the email was dmmorgan1981@yahoo.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I have your first name spelled out, D-E-N-I-S-E, middle name Marie, M-A-R-I-E, last name Spicer, S-P-I-C-E-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. I have your address is 1022 Nevada Avenue in Oroville, California, 95965. I have your date of birth as August 11th, 1981, and then your social is 569-697-851. Is all that correct?
Yes.
Beautiful. So I just sent out that email. It should pop up with my name on it. Carolina Hernandez wants to share DocuSign. So if you haven't already, you can pull up your email, put me on speaker, and I'd be more than happy to walk you through that.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Of course.
Do you know how to get to my email from where I was? Mm-hmm. My email from my one.
What's going on? Email's right there.
Okay, I'm on my email.
Okay, perfect.
Hung up on
her. No, she hung up. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, she's still there. Hold on. I'll figure out how to get it to.
Okay, perfect.
All right, let's go to. You need an iPhone, sis. I don't know how to work your phone. Go up there. Speaker's mine. There we go. All right, you want on speaker? There. Here's your speaker.
Now we have to get back to email.
There. See if that speaker.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I can hear you. And I'm on the email.
Okay, you're in the email. Did you see the email that I sent to you? It'll be, you know, right on top where it says my name, Carolina. Do you see that? It should say
yes.
Sign with DocuSign. Okay, let's go ahead and click on that email that you see.
Okay, where it says review
yes,
document.
Yes, review document. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you can go ahead and click where it says review document. Okay,
okay,
and then once you click on there, it should take you to like a different page of the website. And it'll say, please sign. Is that right?
Yeah, it says Carolina Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
please review and act on these documents.
Yep. And at the bottom, do you see where it says, or at the top, it'll say, I agree to electronic records. And there's a little box next to it.
It says, please read the electronic records and signature disclosure.
Yep. You can go ahead and click on the box. Mm-hmm, I agree. And then click where it says continue.
Okay, select start to begin.
Yep, go ahead and click on that yellow start button.
Okay, and then it says next.
Yeah, so actually what I want you to do is look for a yellow box with a downward facing black arrow. Do you see that on the screen?
Okay.
Okay, now once you go ahead and click on there, do you see where it asks you to draw in your signature?
Yeah, I've already signed it.
You've already signed it?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so now do you see where it says adopt and sign at the bottom?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click on that.
Okay. Okay, and then go adopt and sign. And I'm sorry, like I told you before, I have a really bad memory. What am I signing for?
Well, again, it's just so that the attorneys would be able to get your consent for them to pull those medical records for the Depo Provera settlement.
Okay. Okay, so I signed up there. I just need to initial down here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not letting me.
Is there a continue or a finish button?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I did just receive that on my end here. Perfect, Denise. Thank you again. So what this DocuSign is for, again, is so that they can pull those medical records, get that case started for you. After they get this into their system, it should take about 48 hours. They're going to reach out, give you a quick call, and go over some of the information we went over today. So it should be fairly quick. And then after that, like I said, if you have any questions, any concerns, I'll send you a text message with my contact information. That way, if you, like I said, if you have anything, you can always reach out. Before I do let you go, Denise, do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you.
Of course. Thank you again.